If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mark 3, half Twain, quarter less Twain, steady there.
Oh, don't mind Craig. I upgraded his OS and now he's an old-timey steamboat captain. But he has a bunch of new emojis, including the new emoji for I can no longer express emotion authentically, with a little hat. So, mixed bag. Speaking of technology, Earwolf is now on the Amazon Echo. They just released a new skill for the Echo smart speaker called Daily Earwolf. You can ask Alexa to play the funniest moments from your favorite Earwolf shows, while she slowly learns what would be needed to defeat you. And there's even a special interactive Hello from the Magic Tavern episode, designed just for Echo, called Magic Tavern Adventure. Finally, you can make choices that affect the episode, like which guest to have on, whether they should make less puns, or lose another handful of viewers. It's a vast, sprawling episode with multiple dramatically different endings, lots of surprises, and an unexpected amount of destruction and death. Download Magic Tavern Adventure and Daily Earwolf from the Amazon Skill Store, and remember, you can play any Earwolf podcast right from your Echo. And now, who's ready for some whatever's about to happen?
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. About 2.5 and more years ago, I fell through a dimensional rift behind a Burger King into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast I record every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the newly freed town of Hogsface in the land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-hosts and my buddies, Usidore the Wizard.
I am Usidore, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiang Yalak, the dwarves know me as Zonin and Hook Stanges, and I am known in the Northeast as Gaswinius Maystar, and there may be other secret names you do not know. And pray to yourself, think dream to the goddesses that you pray to every night, that these names do not accidentally find themselves writ on a piece of paper before you, for if you were to speak one aloud, your very tongue would catch on fire.
Is there a thing called a think dream?
Uh-huh.
What? How? Is that like a dream where you're thinking?
When you go to bed at night, mm-hmm. if you really want to control your dreams, we call it think dreaming.
Oh.
So you're focused, and you decide, I'm going to be in control of this dream. This dream doesn't control me.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be controlled by my dreams anymore.
Usidore, I don't think we've ever really talked that much about the kind of dreams you have.
Can you imagine a wizard's dream?
No.
And what sort of insane machinations may come out of such a disparate, unwieldy time? Yay. For the magics that do swirl about in mine head and mine body you coalesce within my dreams and bring forth such great evils that could destroy all of Foon.
You know, Usidor, if I'm remembering correctly, once we did jump into your dreams and it was just a little petulant Usidor baby saying,
I'm better than Spintax.
I don't think
I'm
that's
better
right.
than Spintax.
No, I don't think that. I think you might be wrong.
It was not overwhelming in any
it
way.
It might have been someone else's dream who was dreaming about
who
me.
Who would dream that?
Maybe Spintax, you know, maybe.
Maybe. Yeah. That's fair. I bet he's had that dream. No question.
Yeah.
But still, another wizard dream. I'm really obsessed with this wizard dream idea.
Well, are all your dreams exactly the same?
You know what? I kind of have boring dreams, believe it or not.
That is shocking to me. In case you don't realize, there's a thing on Foon called sarcasm.
Yeah. I'm also joined...
I'm employing it now.
I'm also joined by my other co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger / Shapeshifter.
But yay.
What? Is this a new catchphrase you're working on?
No, I'm just saying, but yay.
But yay.
You know, a few episodes ago, Usidor said, but yay.
But oh. yay.
Yeah, I just thought that was a very nice, positive,
it is kind of fun to say.
But
yeah.
yay.
But yay. Yeah.
You want to check in on me, see how I'm doing?
Yeah.
I thought for a second we had finished, and this was the final episode.
Wouldn't that you're, be a you're really place
your,
to end?
Yeah, you're really on your heels.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're really hosting on your heels.
Yeah, I guess.
Maybe lean forward a little bit. Lean in.
Okay. All right.
So this is my other co-host, Chunt.
Oh, and this is my other co-host.
You usually say, how you doing, bud?
How you doing, bud?
I'm doing good.
What do I do after that?
You usually say, like, what's going on?
What's going on?
Maybe a little higher inflection.
What's going on?
There you go. That's it. You're back, baby.
Oh, thank you. And then
I will say what's going on. I'll answer the question. So, yeah, Choo-Choo's Chow, like I said, is going well. We have a new item on the menu. It's a jock jam. Mm-hmm.
From your experience, how would I respond to the revelation that you're going to be talking about Choo-Choo's Chow?
You would be like, oh, great.
Oh, great.
Yeah, in like a real, yeah, sarcastic way.
Oh, great.
So I'm not currently working at Choo-Choo's Chow because I'm too busy trying to keep everything working here in Hogsface. Now that we're in charge of the town, there's so much work to do. I'm very curious. I would like to come back and try some of the food. What are some of your favorite new dishes?
Well, as I mentioned 45 seconds ago, we now have jock jams.
What are jock jams?
It's a jam that's made, it's a jocular jam. There's a spell been put inside the jam. It makes you very jocular, very good-humored, very good-natured.
Oh, that sounds good.
Arnie, this is when you would make some sort of pithy retort.
Oh, yeah, sounds gross. You're right, John. Something's going on. I just feel like I'm going to need your help this episode. I don't know. I think it's that everything is so different. Like, I think I'm still sort of spinning. Like, it's positive that the Dark Lord has left Hog's Face, and there's a momentary truce between the forces of good and evil until we can maybe defeat the Void. But I don't know. It's just so much change so fast. I mean, John, I think I might need you to Cyrano de Bergerac me through this episode a little bit.
All right, I'll go hide in the bushes.
Okay,
wait,
you hide in
I'll
the bushes.
I'll bring bushes inside the tavern. I'll
go
hide inside
get some bushes from outside, bring them in, hide.
Wait. What's Cyrano de Bergerac?
Oh, you're in luck because you just randomly were very close to being correct. Basically, he's a fictional character from my world who would help a really handsome man talk.
Oh, well, then I can't do that.
Well, look, I'm handsome.
That doesn't map onto the current situation.
I'm earth handsome, let's say.
You said you look like David Beckham, and I looked up pictures of him, and you do not look like David
Beckham. First of all, I didn't say that. I just agreed. But look, John, all you need to know is you hide in the bushes, and you feed me lines of things that I can say.
We have that on Foon. We call it Roxanne.
Oh, Roxanning? Okay, sure. Oh, yeah.
There's a woman, Roxanne, who does that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just say Roxanne next time.
Okay, great. Have I ever met Roxanne?
She has a real big nose. Have you seen her?
No.
That's not her. I mean, that's not how I want to describe her, but, you know.
But you did. That is how you did describe her.
She used to keep a red light out in front of her house, but I told her to shut it off.
Yeah, Roxanne.
Just turn it off.
Turn off the red light. And then the police got her.
So, John, how would I segue into our having our guest on the show?
You would say, oh, but I'm being rude. I need to introduce our first guest.
Oh, and that's right. I should be kind of almost as if I'm
you should
surprising
be apologetic.
Myself.
Yeah, you should be like, oh, okay. I'm apologetic. Right, yeah, self-flagellating.
All right, great. Cool. Great. Oh, I'm so sorry. I've forgotten. I've been so rude. We've got so busy talking about other things. I'm very excited about our guest. We've never had a crone on the podcast before, so I'm very excited to talk to this withered old crone who's agreed to be on the show.
Thank you, boys. Thank you so much. I must say, you are an entirely dysfunctional group.
Yes. Yes,
we
are.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, please, please.
So you're a crone.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. My name, in fact, is Crone.
Oh, your name is Crone.
Oh, yes, yes. I'm just a stereotypical crone in a good way.
Oh, sure. My name, of all course. The good stereotypes.
Only the best. Yeah. I demand only the best stereotypes.
Yeah.
Crone Bakeress. That's me. Crone Bakeress.
Crone Bakeress.
That's your name?
Mm-hmm.
And what do you do?
I'm a bakeress.
Oh.
I had to light myself.
Did your parents know that this would be the path you were put on? Did they give you this name?
Oh, no, no. As you probably know, crones are born without names, and they go by Hey You until they're fully grown adults and have selected a job, a calling. And when you realize what your calling is, you may then take the first name of Crone, which gets very confusing, and then attach a last name that reflects what you do, what your trade is.
Wonderful, wonderful.
That's like I knew a fortune teller named Self-Fulfilling Prophecy.
I don't find that funny. I feel like you're making fun of the Crone community.
No. I don't put my foot in my mouth. That's Arnie's job.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm supposed to put my foot in my mouth?
No, you're supposed to. Like when you introduced a guest and you said we have a crone here, she's old and withered.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's your
that's my job.
Can I ask you something? Am I supposed to be listening to you in the bushes as well as you who looks like David Beckham? Or should I not listen to you and only listen to Beckham because you're talking for him? I find it puzzling.
Arnie, say, there is no badger behind the bushes.
There's no badger behind the bushes.
Okay, well.
He's a shapeshifter.
I guess if there's no badger, he won't get a taste of one of my little Wizard Dreams cookies that I've brought by. I make them with Choo Choo's delicious jock jam. The gentleman came over and brought us some jam and said, would you like to bake these into some of your goods? We said, of course we would.
Oh, wow. Well,
Chunt, come out of the bushes for a moment.
Oh, hello for the first time. Hello.
Oh, it's you.
Did you like my jock jams?
They're wonderful. Please, take a Wizard Dream.
Ooh, Oh, my. Oh. Mwah. Chefy kiss.
Would you like some? Usadorable? What did I say?
Usadorable.
Is that not his name?
It is now.
It is now.
It should be.
The crones know him as Usadorable.
Oh, the jam works so well in here. I'm going to start making.
Don't you feel better?
I'm
going to
start making more of these. I might make a volume 2 of these jocular jams.
Now, why wouldn't you hire Crone Bakeress to work at Choo Choo's Chow
and make
you all manner of delicious baked goods?
Well, I'm very busy at my own bakery. I'm not sure I could just shut up shop or right across the street from Choo Choo's Chow. Have you never noticed the bakery?
I've been very busy trying to defeat the void. What is your bakery's name?
Crone Bakeress's Bakery.
Oh, hit that nail right on the head.
Are you making fun of crones?
No, never. I would never do that.
We're a literal group.
Yeah, you know, these cookies are very good.
Now, those are free. Those are on the house, as they say. But if you want to come in, we do have some wonderful baked goods for sale. We have, we have some of the most famous scrones in all of food.
Scrones?
Wonderful, wonderful, buttery. The secret for us is we use heavy clotted cream, and we use dried fruit instead of fresh fruit because it actually plumps up and becomes more succulent and juicy. It seems antithetical to what you would expect, but that's exactly how to make a good scrone.
Wow.
Now, this might not be the correct way to do this, but I don't care. Would you like to do an ad for your bakery right now? Because I don't care if Arnold gets paid, or I don't understand how our ads work, so I'm allowing you to promote your bakery right now.
Well, normally I'd say no, but, you know, these cookies are so good, and I resisted eating them because I'm creeped out by jock jam. It sounds like a metaphor for smegma, and I did not want to have that, but these cookies taste good.
Do you know what
I would have said? It sounds more like a fungal situation, but I understand.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Also, I'm concerned that you don't know what a metaphor is.
You think smegma is a metaphor for jock jam?
You're probably right.
Also, please don't make fun of the metaphor community. They are a dying race.
Yes,
and,
exactly.
Many of their horns are cut off and sold to manufacturers.
Are you thinking of a euphemism?
Oh, maybe. Is a metaphor like a euphemism?
Arnie.
This is why I need you in those bushes.
This is when you would stand your ground even though you're wrong.
Oh.
Okay, and dig yourself deeper.
No, I'm pretty sure it's a metaphor. It's a metaphor on Earth. People on Earth know it's a metaphor.
And say that they're loving it. Say that people on Earth
Earth are loving it.
Thank you, John. You're welcome.
It's helping me. But yeah, as I was saying, like, these cookies are so good, and maybe it's just like that the crones are so good at making cookies in a way that, like, other creatures like elves and dwarves aren't good at making cookies.
Did I tell you something? It's the water.
It's the water?
It's the water. We also make wonderful pizza.
Oh.
Oh, yes, people talk about it far and wide.
Do the crones have a special kind of water?
Something happens when we steal it from other people. I don't know if it becomes enchanted in some way. All we do is just thieve our water from other people, but it just tastes better when it's not yours.
Wow, I guess so. You steal water?
Mm-hmm.
Has anyone ever tried to stop you from stealing their water?
No.
Uh-huh.
We're very sneaky.
It's a weird... I guess it seems like a weird thing to steal, but...
Where's all my water?
That's the first time.
Oh.
You are quite wise.
No, thank you.
Now, is it appropriate time for me to do my commercial?
Yeah,
did we agree that that was something that I would be permitted to do?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Mundle, why don't you go ahead and play the sponsor music, and we'll hear a crone ad.
Crone ad, that sounds like a euphemism for, yeah.
We do sell crone ads. And they are bull's gonads, deep fried.
Delicious.
Normally, I would not want to eat that because it sounds like a metaphor for a Rocky Mountain oyster, but...
that's meaningless to me.
Is that
meaningless? And yet I find myself tickled, as I do with many things you say.
Yep, people on Earth know 100% what I'm talking about.
All mountains are rocky. That's a stupid name.
What about mountains of sand?
Oh, I was wrong.
Well, let's see. Let's hear the ad.
Okay. I haven't prepared anything, so
this will
be a bit clunky. Crunky. hello, fellow members of Food. Do you like to get a sugar high and then crash and become a miserable person to be around everyone you know? Then I have the bakery for you. Come on down to Grown Bakeress's Bakery, where you will find me. If you're wondering and worried about why I'm wearing so many robes, I can tell you that they are fire-repellent robes. What makes our baked goods so delicious is we have to walk right into the fire with the baked goods. We hold them in our hands while they're baking, keeping ourselves safe from fire. And that's what makes them taste so wonderful. We're the only community willing to go to those lakes for you. So come on down and enjoy some of our wizard dreams, some of our croissants, some of our crookies. And as I mentioned before, some of our world-famous and food-famous, as if those two aren't the same things, scrolls. I'll be waiting for you! You should feel welcome, even though that was scary.
Wonderful!
That was fantastic.
Great. I've got to say, that was great. I have one note, if you don't mind.
Oh, great.
It was great. It was very inviting. It made me want to go eat all of those things.
Oh, good.
The crookies, the cronuts,
wonderful.
All of those things. At the end, you laughed in a way that was a little unsettling and made me worry that maybe I was being lured into some kind of trap.
Oh, I don't. My laugh of delight at the end, you mean?
Yeah, it's...
Or did I laugh at a different point at the end?
No.
Were there two separate laughs? Maybe I'm thinking of the wrong laugh. Is it laughs or laughs? I don't know what the plural is.
It laughs?
Laughs. How many laughs were there?
How many laughs? It was a laugh of delight, but it also seemed like you were delighted at something you knew that no one else knew. There just seems something ominous about it. Maybe it's just me. Maybe everyone else is...
Let me put it to you this way. It's a bit better. If I were a character in a book you were reading, would the person writing the book let the reader in on the person's laugh as to what it meant? Or is it more of... Is it omniscient? Is it an omniscient narration? Or is it still a third person, like the narrator doesn't know if the crone's laughing at something or not?
Oh, I think if it was in a book, it would be second person, where it was the book telling the reader to laugh. You're laughing right now.
Oh,
am I? Does that make sense?
You're right.
I'm realizing this episode that maybe I didn't pay enough attention in English class.
Probably not.
All I'm saying is it just sort of seemed a little, dare I say, like a little bit of a wicked laugh.
Oh, I apologize. That, for me, is probably just a reflection of the crone community. Again, many of us are wicked. Many of us are not. Mm-hmm. But I do feel that the wicked ones give our universal laughter a bad name.
Oh, you know what? That's probably true.
Yeah.
You know, you meet one crone that has a wicked laugh and you think...
You think we're all cronies.
It's true.
But we're not. We just know each other.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean we consider ourselves colleagues.
What is the crone community like? Is it just like a town where everybody's old crones?
Just a dry town full of stolen water.
Oh, mm-hmm. Wow.
We live in boats on a stolen lake.
Oh, mm-hmm. You all live on boats?
Oh, yes.
It's gotta be...
We live on three boats.
Three boats?
That's right.
In the middle of the lake?
Mm-hmm.
And then if you...
Were you going to say that's gotta be fun in the summer?
Actually... I should have said that. John, would you get out of the bushes, please?
Oh,
Usador,
sorry.
Usador, would you...
I'll go in the bushes.
Yeah. Would you mind Cyrano de Bergeracking this one for me?
This just
Roxanne-ing
interesting.
It? Yeah. All right. That's got to be fun in the summer.
It's fun in all seasons, Arnold.
Yeah.
Fun in all seasons.
Arnie.
Yeah.
Do you want me in your hand, or do you want me with Usador in the bush?
Oh,
hey, Arnie.
Yeah.
Here's the point where you would be confused about my reference.
Oh, okay. All right. Gosh, I feel like that's such a obvious reference that I would definitely get it, but for some reason, I don't. I wonder if this is some sort of band from the 90s.
And then I frustratingly reveal what it was. Do you want me in the hand or two in the bush?
Oh, you know what? I'm right. It was about a band in the 90s. I want you,
I just found 13 stones.
And yet you're sixpence none the richer.
Yeah. Why doesn't Usador hide in the bush and you hide in the bearded barley?
Otto. Yeah, Otto. Ask her if she despises evil.
Oh, okay, yeah. Crone Bakestress, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you despise evil?
I question evil.
Mm-hmm.
I doubt evil. I feel concern towards evil and for evil's welfare.
Oh. So you see evil and you're like, how you doing, evil? Are you okay?
I just want to check in.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure. There's usually a reason for evil. And I think if you know the reason, it suddenly becomes less evil and more of a nuisance.
Yeah. What's like a good reason to be evil? Like you meet someone and they're evil, and you're like, oh, it's probably because of this.
I mean, I would say a bunion is the very first thing that comes to mind. Some sort of a hunch.
Yeah.
Some sort of a blister.
Yeah.
Those are the main reasons I feel that things are evil.
Ask her if she's willing to join our quest to overcome evil using her delicious baked goods, and she'll take up the fight to destroy everything evil that doth stand in our way between saving all of the good people of Foon and letting evil reign.
John, get in the bushes. Usador, out of the bushes.
What?
Usador, out of the bushes.
Fine.
That's too much. You know I can't remember more than three words at a time.
Oh, fine.
But here, switch places.
All right.
So, Crone Bakestress, you know what? We're going to take a break. We'll refresh our drinks. What do you... Would you want just some... Can I give you water, or you just have to steal
no.
it?
No. Giving water is disgusting.
Yeah. Do you want something else to drink?
I'll take an ale.
An ale? All right. We'll refresh our drinks. I'll get this crone an ale, and we'll be right back.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move, or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Arnie, now's the time when you would say, and we're back.
Oh, and we're back.
And now you go into a question about the Crone's appearance.
So, Crone, why do you look the way you do?
What do you mean?
Like, just, you know, your appearance, why is it?
And then you ask about if she has Crohn's disease.
Do you have Crohn's disease?
I don't appreciate that remark.
I just mean that, like, as a crone, like as an aged old crone, there are probably some sort of diseases that you have, and maybe they make it hard for you to poop.
Now's the time when you bring up poop. Oh, you got it.
Now, crone.
I got that one.
Crone, I am very sorry. Arnold is being very rude.
I appreciate your apology.
I was even going to comment on the fact, as much as I don't like to talk about people's appearances, I like to know them as people.
Oh, thank you.
I noticed that you have your hair that's sticking out from your robes. It's quite beautiful.
What? You can see my hair?
Yeah, a little bit of your hair is poking out.
It's probably a bit of straw from when I used to ignite the fire that I walk into to bake my goods. I have to use straw, of course, to get the fire started. Beautiful golden straw.
Yeah, it is.
I like to braid the straw. You don't see any braids, do you?
It's a little bit of braided straw.
That explains it.
It's okay. Very,
let's move on.
It's very young, vibrant looking hair. Maybe if it's straw, I believe you, because the rest of you is so old. I mean, like, you have wrinkles that just look like long, black, almost like grease paint lines just streaked across your forehead.
What do you mean by
forehead?
Grease paint? Like a costume? Like a actor?
No, I'm
Arnie,
just saying
Arnie,
that.
Arnie, now's the time when you would laugh at your own joke.
Ah, boy. You know what? Maybe that one's not for everybody, but some people, that one really hit the spot for them.
Well, you have beautiful straw. What kind of conditioner do you use on your straw?
Well, I use a goat's milk. Everyone knows that's the best way to treat your straw.
That's the way elves do it.
What is it? I'm not. What's an elf? That's an unknown. Oh. What?
You've never met an elf before.
Hello, this is she.
What?
Sorry, I was pretending I was getting a call so I could pretend like I wasn't listening to you anymore.
Getting a call.
Hold on, I have to take this.
What?
Hello? Oh, I'm sorry. This is a croissant. I thought it was a phone for a moment.
Oh. Have you seen a phone before?
I've never met you before. I was mispronouncing phone. I'm sorry. Well, I'm sorry.
Arnie, I will say that I've been, you know, I get an hour of time on your phone per day, and I've been showing a few people your phone, but I don't think I've shown the crone. I mean, I've shown like...
I feel like anyone I've met before probably
gorgeous
knows.
Your phone. I've shown Pimbley and Nimblebottom. I've shown your phone. Braidwind, I've shown your phone to, but I've never shown a Crona phone.
Okay, well, I'm a regular listener. I'm an avid listener to your thing, and...
the thing, that checks out.
I'm a big fan. Big fan, and, you know, when I heard a rumor that the Dark Lord had arrived at some sort of truce with you all, and fighting was no longer needed, I felt that I should make some wizard's dreams and come congratulate you, and just make absolutely certain that it wasn't just a rumor, and that, in fact, no more fighting is necessary. Just wanted to make sure. Cross that off the list.
Sure. Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, you know, we've come to a truce.
Here's the point in the show where you have a stroke.
Oh.
Now, Crone, while Arnie's having a stroke, what you don't understand is, though there is a truce, it is only temporary. Once we defeat the void that is trying to encroach and take over the world, and we have ended our agreement with the Dark Lord, we shall have to band together a group of fighters, brave men and women and elves and dwarves, and fight back against that Dark Lord. I raise our arms in unity against his evil, and we shall strike him down. This temporary truce is only our time to plan and prepare and to find the perfect way to strike him down once and for all.
Listen, as inspiring of a speech as that was, as much as if I were a young warrior with my face painted blue, I would say you seem to have a very brave heart. But I am not a fan of fighting, and furthermore, and I am asking for a friend, I have a friend who, let's say hypothetically, was a great warrior, no longer wanted to be a warrior, in fact, wanted to do things like make cookies. If that person or thing were interested in revealing themselves to be who they are, but it would in fact mean that they would eventually have to join again in the fighting, would it be best for that person to remain anonymous and never come out and reveal that they're actually Braid with the Elf?
Arnie, a thing?
If this was Arnie, in Foon, I don't know if this is like this on Earth. In Foon, anytime somebody says, I'm asking for a friend, it means that's them. Pull back her robes.
Well, first of all,
the top of her robe. Pull back the top of her robe.
Well, even that.
I mean the head part, the hood. The hood. Pull back the hood.
Look, I don't know. I haven't read Cyrano de Bergerac in a long time. It's possible there's some of that in there. It was written a long ago.
I don't know what you two are mumbling about over there. I have to see what kind of conditioner you use.
Oh, my, okay.
Crone, you have the head of Braidwin.
Okay.
Arnold.
All right. Well, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Isidore.
I'm sorry.
Hi, guys.
Braidwin, the warrior elf.
Yeah, that's me.
You've been turned into a crone?
No. I just, you know, the last time I came and I was on your show thing, I realized that I revealed who I was, and I was supposed to be in hiding. So after I ran off, I had to create an elaborate disguise and a whole backstory and even a voice to try to protect myself from being called back to the front.
That's a good voice.
Yeah.
Braidwin, you're very good at doing voices.
Thank you so much.
There's something about that laugh,
though.
Thank
you.
It really, is that, that's not your crone laugh? That's your laugh?
No, I never perfected my crone laugh.
Oh.
Eventually, I just decided to accept my own laugh as the crone's laugh.
Would you mind, I know it's not perfected and you're still working on it, would you mind sharing what your crone laugh was that you were working on?
Oh, yeah, this is a little embarrassing.
This is a safe place.
Okay, don't tell anyone.
Except for the fact that a lot of horrible things have happened in this room.
This feels like the exception to those times. Yeah, no, listen, all right. Tell me if this is scary.
Okay.
It's upsetting.
It is a little spooky.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe I should have been using it this whole time. I definitely want to make people more uncomfortable. You know, the crones are, bless them.
Yeah.
You know, they're definitely a different kind of community than the elf community.
Sure.
And one of the most, if I might, one of the most surprising things about going undercover was really coming to understand a different group of people a little bit better. You know, to walk in their shoes for a change.
Braidwin, it seemed like it meant a lot to you to be Crone Bakeress.
Yeah, it did. It did. And you know what? There's one thing that I have found out that's true as well, which is that stolen water is so much more delicious. You guys should try it. I don't want to advocate a lot of thievery, but a little bit of water here and there. Yum.
You think I should steal water? Do you still have any?
Damn.
Crone, there's no water in front of you.
You got me.
You're right.
You got
this
me, Isidore. Oh,
and
man.
Braidwin.
See, right? I told you.
Braidwin, I just called you Crone, even though I know that there is really no Crone.
Or isn't
Bakeress.
There? Do you know what I mean? Because I think the best performers would say that they always find the thing about their character that still contains the most of them as possible. Maybe they're just pushing forward a different side of themselves to try to avoid, you know, the inevitable, which is that, of course, I'm going to end up having to save the world because I'm Braidwin the Warrior Elf, and
you're like a lethal weapon.
Yeah. I do have a brave heart. I guess
you
said that already.
Are you getting too old for this shit?
I do feel that I am. And I think that was, being the crone was my way of expressing that with physicality. I was trying to show people, I was trying to telegraph to people, if you will, that I, you know, I don't want to do this anymore. But in a way, I was holding the real Braidwin for ransom.
How long? Because that bakery has been across from Chi-Chi's Chow for some time.
Yeah.
How long have you been inside Crone?
Well, I had to kill the woman that I replaced. So
of course.
You know, she's
very method of you.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
So it hasn't really been that long. It's
she
been
dead.
Like a couple months.
She did.
I believe we must commit to a certain course of action. Hear me out.
Yeah.
I believe we should never release this episode. Keep Braidwin's disguise a secret.
Would you do that for me?
Allow her to continue as Crone Bakeress and keep this secret amongst ourselves.
I mean, I get that, but I just feel like Braidwin is just such a high-quality guest that I don't know that the podcast can not release this episode.
I get that.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Well, at least tell me this. If you could just hold this until you know for sure whether or not we're going to have to resume fighting, whether that's 2 years or 25 years.
Oh, there's just so many topical references.
About what's going on in Foon right now. The whole Jocks Jam thing is
pretty
topical.
Yeah, we could try sliding this into the rotation 25 years from now, but people will be like, why are they talking so much to Chun? He's been dead for so long.
Then here, I have an alternate way we may have both our cake and devour it too.
Our crake.
Or
crop cakes.
We shall release this episode as we would normally, and at the end, I shall cast a spell. Everyone forget.
Everyone?
Oh, I like that.
Yes. Yes, that way we can talk to Braidwyn and learn how she's been doing, because she's one of our favorite people, and she's an amazing elfin warrior, and she's also an amazing baker.
Well, it's a gift I didn't know I had until I killed someone and took her identity.
I love these. These are delicious. May I have another?
Absolutely. It's going to make your dreams a lot less unpleasant for other people to hear about.
Yes, you don't want to crawl into my dreams. My dreams are full of turmoil and anguish and hate and despicable thoughts, for I have pushed all these thoughts and feelings down and away from myself so that I may stand forth as the champion of Foon and broadcast naught but goodness and light.
Okay, sounds well, like the recipe could use some work, clearly. Yeah. I need to tinker with a few things before
He's got a whole,
I can make boast that they'll make wizard dreams better.
Yeah, his dreams sound like a psychological apocalypto to me. It's just...
They really do.
Yeah.
They
well,
really
to
do.
Mel with it. Arnie, here's the time where you'd say, wizard dreams, these
Mel. What?
Can I ask you something?
What?
What's worth more, you in the bush or you on a wire? If you're a bird. Well,
oh, a bird on a wire. What is that worth?
Wow. Saying Nell was a real maverick move on your part. Look, Braidwyn, there is a truce between us and the Dark Lord, and I think... As much as we need you to fight the forces of evil, if you need to take some time to be Crone Bakeress and do the things you've always wanted to do, make your baked goods and cookies, maybe you can use that this time for that. You know, knowing that the time will come when Foon will need Braidwyn again, but...
Like a hiatus?
Yeah.
All right.
You're taking a vacation from yourself.
That makes sense. I'll give some thought to this.
Oh, yeah. I don't know, for whatever reason, Max at the bar is pissed. No. Max is pissed at the bar.
Oh, yeah.
You've upset him. Might say he's mad.
Give him Mel. I thought you said give him Mel.
I think Max is mad. Isn't Max mad?
Yes, Max is mad.
Or am I thinking of someone else?
Definitely a bad Max over there. Very bad Max over there.
Now, I believe that this is a good course of action. It's time not to focus on what Foon needs, but on what women want.
Yes. And I can't promise we won't release this podcast. This will air in America right away. It will air America soon.
I feel a little sick, guys. I'm not sure.
I'm sorry. Trent told me to say that in the bushes.
I did not tell you to say that.
I put my finger on why, but I do not feel well at all. This has really been a year of living dangerously for me, so coming on this show feels like a risk in and of itself now to feel a little sick over some of the words that are being said, some of the things that are being dropped on me here.
You saying that I said that to you is a real conspiracy theory. I never told you to say that.
Yeah. Ooh, deep cut.
That's a deep cut.
So, Braidwyn, or you know what? So, Crone, Bakestress, thank you so much. Here, let me put this hood back up over your straw.
Thank you. Could you tuck some of this straw back into my usage?
Yeah, that is very soft straw. Very soft.
Thank you. If I didn't know better, I'd think you were flirting with an old crone.
Hey, maybe I'm into that.
Arnie.
Yeah?
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm getting a little bit of a Harold and Maude thing.
I have an email here. This is from Andrew O. Ellis. Of course, you can email me at chuntwith6t@gmail.com. This is, Dear Arnie, Chunt, and Usador, my fiance recently showed me a deck of tarot cards?
Tarot, I think.
Tarot cards, which are used for telling fortunes. I don't know if I believe what they indicate, but I find the artwork and symbolism fascinating.
Mm.
I'm curious if these cards or something similar exist in Foon, as I'm sure it would be interesting to see what lies in the cards for you three.
Yeah, on my world, there are these cards that people use to tell the future, and they have these sort of, like, old archaic symbols on them. Like,
are they symbols, or are they signs.
Mmm.
Mmm.
Payback.
Mmm. Mmm.
I'm stealing your water. Yeah, they've got like, you know, four swords or death or the tower. Just these things that can be interpreted about your future. I don't know. Are there things like that on Foon?
Well, earlier you mentioned a self-fulfilling prophecy, mm-hmm. Fortune teller. So yeah. There must be something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, we do have fortune tellers who, you know, will tell you a fortune or tell you if you're coming into a fortune.
And they use many different methods, such as looking into a crystal ball or rolling the bones.
Chicken bones. Yeah, they'll roll chicken bones.
Or they do have a set of cards that they use, less popular, called Caro cards.
Mm-hmm.
But it's spelled C-A-R-R-O-T. And on the cards, there's a certain amount of carats on each card.
Mm-hmm.
And it tells you, based on how many carats, what your future is. And then there's one card
mm-hmm.
that is a bunny rabbit. And if the bunny rabbit shows up, you're doomed.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's
oh,
bad.
No.
And with the chicken bones, if a fortune teller tries to collect chicken bones, they do have to kill the chicken themselves. And a lot of times, you know, when you'll see them chasing after the chickens, you'll see that the chickens run.
Mm.
It's almost as if someone had access to a list of some kind while we were on a
Where's
break.
Where's my phone? Why is my phone over next to Chunt? Well, Crone.
Yes?
Crone, it's been such a pleasure meeting you, and these cookies are delicious.
Oh, it's been so wonderful coming here, just telling you a little bit more about who we are, what we stand for, what kind of boats we live on, and what kind of lakes, and just visit with y'all.
Yeah. I have so many questions about what it means to be a crone, and it sounds like crones are born crones, but maybe we can talk about that next time you visit, and I hope you'll come back sometime soon.
I'd be delighted.
Yeah. And I'm glad you came to Hog's Face. The Dark Lord's not here anymore. I mean, most of his minions are still here
uh-huh,
in the city.
Uh-huh, found that out the hard way.
We're in charge of the town, but all of the minions are here. And they technically work for us, but we can't really control what they do.
No, to a certain extent we can. We can certainly scold them if they murder someone without provocation.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But don't worry. Whenever I see his minions around the city, I'll say, hey, don't worry, Braidwin the elf mm-hmm. is not here in town.
Do not kill her. Wonderful.
She's definitely not disguised as a crone.
Wonderful. So, definitely don't give them any ideas, so you won't put it into their minds in the least if you say those things.
One tiny note.
Oh, yes.
So the black lines that you have drawn here.
Mm-hmm, my wrinkles.
Yes, you should put a white line underneath.
My wrinkles.
Oh.
If you put a white line underneath, it gives the illusion of light hitting and
like
creating...
Like a shading?
Yes, shading and shadow, yes. Look.
Well, you are a master of light and shadow.
That's right. I am the master of light and shadow.
And do you think that this old dried up apple I've been using as a nose, is that convincing? Or
oh, that's an apple?
Tip? Oh! You flatter me.
You know what? Girl, let's get together and let's just work on this whole
thing. Girl, I love it. I love it. You know what? I don't even have to bake some of these cookies. We can just eat the dough.
Wonderful. I'll come by.
This whole time, I didn't want to say something, but there is a worm coming out of your nose.
Yes, we didn't want to be rude.
And I was like, that's gross. Also, it's not the nostril. It's just...
If you had said it, I would have thought it was a bat in the cave situation, to use another meta whatever.
John, how should I respond to that?
You should say,
well, that's our show.
Thank you, Crone.
Thank you so much, boys. I'm going to leave a big pile of these wizard dreams behind.
Yum, yum, yum. Can you leave maybe 39, 40? Arnie, and then you turn to me and you say, wizard dreams about 40? WD-40?
Wizard dreams of... Wait, wizard dreams about... I don't even understand your explanation.
The cookies are called wizard dreams.
Oh!
The initials are WD. I said leave about 39 or 40. Then you pick up on it and you say WD-40.
Yeah. I was thinking, pretty sure there's not a Mel Gibson movie called 39 or 40.
I was also in that headspace.
Enjoy your hiatus, you old road warrior.
Thank you so much, boys. I really appreciate it. And I'm just going to hobble away now.
Yeah.
It's going to take me 1 to 2 hours to leave, so...
I know you're... very old, but to me, you'll always be forever young. Is that one?
Boo!
Ah! If improvisers being amused by their own choices were a power source, we'd be dismantling a lot of oil rigs right now. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chaunt the Badger was played by Adol Refai. Crone Bakestress, the old crone with a secret, was played by special guest Janet Varney. Check out Janet's delightful podcast, The JV Club, and go see numerous shows at the San Francisco Sketchfest in January, which Janet co-founded and co-directs. Find out all about the upcoming awesome shows at sfsketchfest.com. And now I think I'll let old Steamboat Craig take the wheel for the rest of the outro.
Hello from the Magic Tavern was produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan DiGiorgi. This one edited by Chris Rafchin. Music by Andy Poland. Logo by Adler Laban. Additional audio effects by Jason Knox. Production assistance by Garrett Schultz. Visit us at hellofromthemagictavern.com if you have the time, or on Facebook or Twitter. Thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op, and thanks to our friends at Earwolf. Now, if you'll excuse me, I gotta get back to the wheel. All aboard! Next up, Butterfly Nebula!
Serenthal Territory.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies and brands to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity, a how-to guide for navigating life's challenges from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.